It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Father, thank you for the precious saints today. Lord, no matter whether they're home, whether they're on the job, maybe in an office somewhere, maybe on the road, but God, wherever they are, Lord, would you just touch them even now? Father, may we be mindful of your presence, mindful of your love, mindful of your goodness. Lord, that today you woke us up. Father, you opened our eyes. You let our bodies begin to breathe and function. God, thank you for everything you've given us, the little homes that we have, the vehicles that we have, the clothes that we have, the food that you've given us, no matter to what extent. Father, thank you today for your love and your mercy. Thank you that you are God, and you do love and take care of your children. And Father, right now, Lord, would you put your hand upon each life? God, would you touch in such a way? Let the Holy Spirit just let us be reminded that we belong to you. We don't belong to this world. That our mind and our bodies and our lives belong to you. And God, may we want to serve you. Lord, would you touch us? God, make us mindful. Even some of the dear little old saints that's labored and toiled. God, all they can do is maybe just pray. Lord, let that prayer be rich and real. Now, Father, I ask you today, get glory. Maybe that soul that's listening today that's never been saved, would this be the day that Jesus Christ would be revealed to that life and they would trust him for salvation? Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's open our Bibles, if you will, back to the book of Romans. We want to pick up at verse number 3 just in a moment. But I do want to say this to each and every one of you. Thank you for praying with us, sharing the burden, helping us that we carry on. Many of you that help us with the radio broadcast, that we'll be able to just keep on preaching the gospel and lifting up the word of the Lord and souls being saved, and then the Bibles going out, the Bible lessons going out, and all the situations that are going on. I mean, it seems like equipment, there's always something that's wrong, something that's tearing up, something that has to be replaced. But God's God and his work keeps going. And I assure you of this, those of you that give your love gifts to just send Bibles, may I say to you, it goes for that purpose of getting out Bibles, the pure word of God. And someone asked me the other day, and I'll repeat this again, God's word is the most important thing in the world for us to get God's word out. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And may we just simply take that, claim it, and live for God. Now let's look in Romans number 12. We pointed out yesterday in verses 1 and 2, In other words, we've been talking about the righteousness of God. But what this chapter is dealing with is an individual that we practice the righteousness of God. We apply it in our life. We apply God's righteousness to serve Him. Why am I preaching on the radio? I'm applying the righteousness of God that saved me by and birthed me to point people to the Lord. The only righteousness I have is Jesus Christ. I'm an old sinner that ought to be in hell, but He saved me by His grace, and He redeemed me by His mercy and with His righteousness. And my everyday life that I live, no matter whether it's at work, no matter if it's home or if in school or wherever you be, we are to practice God's righteousness. That's where that He means He presents your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And did you know something? God only accepts His righteousness. And may we be careful with our lives. Lord, don't let me try to steal any glory. Don't let me lift up my bootstraps, but help me to just die and present my body a living sacrifice. God, You use me any way You want to use me, anytime You want to, and get glory. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let the world control you. Don't be conformed, but let your mind be renewed. Every day your mind needs to be refreshed. How do you refresh your mind? Folks, I want to say this. Refresh it with prayer. Refresh it with reading the Bible. Refresh it thinking upon the things of the Lord. And then we can prove what is right, good, and acceptable in the perfect will of God. God wants you to live for Him and practice His righteousness. Now, jump on down to this passage. Verses 1 and 2 is the individual relationship. That zeroes me right in the picture and said, okay, Jerry, what are you doing? Apply that to yourself. What am I doing? Now, let's look at the relation of God's righteousness to the church, the body of Christ. And that's what the church is. Paul said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt with every man the measure of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The church, the most beautiful thing in the world, the body of Christ. How are we to function? By God's grace. He said, it's given unto me. It's given to each one of us. To every man that among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. If there's one thing that wrecks a little congregation, is here's Mr. Glory Hallelujah that knows everything, that's above everything, that he's in charge of everything, and he makes a fool out of himself. God can't use that. God said for a man not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. Well, how are you supposed to think? I'm nothing but a sinner saved by God's grace. Well, preacher, don't you get up behind the pulpit and preach every service? Yes, I do. I'm just among them. I'm just an example. Hey, I'm just an example among the believers. Don't ever, even as a pastor, don't try to lift yourself up above. No. Oh, we're just an example. We're just the under-shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd. But to think soberly. Oh, soberly. Don't get drunk on self and the world and using everything. The gospel is to be preached. According as God hath dealt with every man. Now watch this. The measure of faith. You know, every congregation, there's no two people that are of the same measure of faith. There's some of these old saints of God that have lived their entire life. Their faith is just full a young person that gets saved, his faith is just young. It's like a babe in Christ. And the measure of faith is, what's the measure of faith for? To be used of the Lord, to be a living example. In fact, does not God say, grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? That faith that we have in Christ, where did it come from? We didn't have faith. The Holy Spirit of God gave us the faith of the Son of God that we could trust Him with. And the measure of faith is, how much are we believing in the Lord and letting Him rule our lives? See, the individual, verses 1 and 2, talks about that individual that presents himself to the Lord, gives himself wholly to God. In other words, his faith is going to grow. His faith is going to get bigger. What? In God. God's going to get bigger. The measure of faith. Look at verse number 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. No. See, take your body, for instance. Your very body. You got your hands, you got your fingers, you got your arms, you got your legs, head, ears, eyes. Different parts of your body. May I say to you, in the body of Christ, members in the body, that's the church, and all members have not the same office. No, don't try to be like somebody else. Be yourself. Be who you are. We tell our preacher boys, hey, just be who you are. Preach like you, like God gives you. Look at verse number 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ. Just one body. Amen. And every one members one of another. What is that saying to you? I need every part of my body. And in the church, can I say, we need every member that's in it. Hey, every part has a vital part. You just yield to God and let God use you as you are. In other words, I kind of like my eyes, what they do. I like what my tongue says. I like what my ears hear. I like what my hands, my feet, my leg, my whole body, every part. And may I say, may we serve God the same way. Our entire body, as a body of Christ, may we simply bond together in Him and His desires and His will and walk with God. May God enrich your life. Have a wonderful weekend and serve the Lord in the house of God. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.